Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, back in July, 13-year-old Stee Brown became an internet sensation with his rap Noggin. Here's just a reminder of it.
Get a Sam Zero from the Noggin. Then we have a game of slogans. We end up in Honey Park. Lads have to go, it's getting dark. We'll see. End all of the girls. Michael Skinhead might get corals. You would never see a Lambo. Come to my gaff if you want a saucy Sambo.
There you go. It was a rap in praise of his hometown, Sally Noggin. That is Stee Brown. And that's Sally Noggin in Dublin. And it racked up over 1.5 million views on Twitter and over 300,000 on YouTube. Well, he's back, this time with a rap. It's called Let's Do It For Each Other, and it's to promote the COVID-19 safety guidelines. Here's just a bit of it now, before I talk to Steve.
I really can't wait for this to be done, so I made a rap and kept it fun. Let's stay safe now, lads, but enjoy life. Live it to the fullest, Steve Brown, good night. It's not act a fool, keep it to me in a real world. Don't we do it outside, work and school. Let's not act a fool, keep it to me in a real world. Don't we do it outside, work and school. Big thanks to all the turges and everyone behind the scenes that helped me spread this message. And from here on in, boys and girls, I'll have to love yous and leave yous.
And there it is. Let's Do It For Each Other is what it's called. Stee Brown. Stee, how are you this afternoon? Are you good?
All good. How are you, Dev?
I'm very good indeed. Let's Do It For Each Other. How did you come up with the idea for this? Or who came up with the idea for this?
So the local community garden, the head of it, Marion, she came and got in contact with me and asked if I was allowed to make a COVID prevention rap for them. I was given 4 weeks and I'd done it, you know what I mean? I wrote lyrics, made a beat and stuff like that, and then we just had to get to the studio and record the music video.
Hold on a second. The beat is yours as well, is it?
Well, the beat, I did have an original beat, but then he had to do some adjustments on it. So yeah. the beat's not originally mine, but there's a little bit in that's mine.
All right, fantastic. So you're talking about Garda Marion Power, and she's not with the school. It was the school, the Holy Child and Sally Noggin, which also got involved, yeah?
Yeah, they got involved. So they got in touch with... So Garda Marion got in touch with my school because she didn't have a contact number from me. And then my principal, my deputy principal, were a big help behind the scenes for getting the music video recorded and for me going to the studio and stuff like that. So they played a big part.
Do you know, I'm just thinking, like, was it good for somebody to say, look, we've seen what you've done before. Is there any chance, if we give you 4 weeks, that you could do something on this? It was like a project, was it, almost?
Yeah, it was like a project, but it was a very, very fun project. Now, I had the buzz and I enjoyed writing the lyrics and doing the music video. So it was a very fun project, but it was a long and had to be very precise project, you know what I mean?
Yeah, long, precise, but fun, which is the important thing. And when you're doing that and you say, okay, I've got 4 weeks, I'm going to start writing this stuff, and you write it down, do you stand in front of the mirror and kind of, do you play the actual beat and see how it goes?
No, so originally, I know most people, they like to listen to the beat and write their lyrics, but I always write my lyrics first, then make a beat, because whatever the lyrics are about, I feel like a beat could go nice with it. You know what I mean? It's because you can adjust your lyrics to the tempo of the beat or the beat of the beat.
That's absolutely 100% true. I mean, right down through the years of people making music, they either do it one way or the other, and there's no sort of set way to have to do it. So Let's Do It For Each Other promotes social distancing and mask wearing amongst teenagers to protect their family and friends. I presume it was the success of Noggin back in the summer that made you the choice for this new video, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And where can we see the video?
You can see the video on my Twitter, on my YouTube, and on my Instagram, on the Garda's Insta, on their Twitter, on their Facebook as well.
Wait a minute, like the Garda Síochána?
Garda Síochána, yeah.
And it's on their Insta as well, is it?
It's on their Insta as well, yeah.
All right, okay. So, like, was it all a bit mad? I mean, all the attention that you got for the first one, Noggin. Like, how many views did that one get again? What did I say earlier?
Got over 1.5 million views on Twitter.
Okay, 1.5 million views on Twitter. Have you any idea how many of those might have been not here in Ireland? Were they around the world?
Yeah, well, when I uploaded the Noggin song to Spotify and iTunes and stuff like that, I got a report back to where it's from. So it was mostly Ireland, then the UK, then it went to America, and it was in Australia and New Zealand, and then there was people down in Nigeria listening to it as well. I was like, what the hell, man?
The people in Nigeria, I'm just wondering if they can understand what it's about, especially about
I
the noggin.
know,
By
yeah.
the way, Noggin, the rap Noggin, do you like Sally Noggin, do you?
I love Sally Noggin. It's my hometown, you know what I mean? Everyone says that they love their hometown, but no one loves my hometown as much as I do.
Come on yourself. And the new one then, you were given 4 weeks. Did you do it in 4 weeks? I mean, did you like write it in 1 week or 2 weeks and then go into the studio and record it? Did it just take the 4 weeks?
Now, see, I was given 4 weeks to like get a beat together and to write the lyrics, but then it took like an extra another 2 weeks or so because of the COVID, we weren't able to get to the studio. You know what I mean? Because most of them aren't open, but then we finally got to a studio and then we recorded it.
And was your school involved in it? Like, are anybody in the school involved in the making of it?
In the making of it, like the music video, do you mean, or
Yeah,
the
well,
rap?
because I mean, you have a video and there's other people in it.
Yeah, so the 3rd years in my year, they were the people in the background. They were the background dancers, as people like to call them. But they were a big help for volunteering to be in it. And then the principal and deputy principal and the homeschool liaison, they really played a big part in the making of the music video as well.
And the IADT, the Dunleary Institute of Art and Design and Technology, they got involved as well, didn't they?
And they. Oh, originally I thought they were gonna get involved. I thought they were gonna be making the video, but then Robbie, who was a detective in the Garda, he does videography and photography. So he volunteered to do it for me, and it turned out very, very good.
Oh, right. So it's kind of like as a hobby, he does that, and he says, "Listen, I can do that because I'm an expert in it." Brilliant. And then
Yeah.
you went to record at the Button Factory, did you?
Yeah, I went to the Button Factory, and it was mad because it felt like I was in like a proper studio that some like Dr. Dre would use or something. It was a class experience.
A class Dr. Dre experience. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, but like when you went into the Button Factory, I presume, like, you had your homework done. You knew exactly what you were going to do, did you?
Yeah, I knew exactly what I'd see. That when I went in to the Button Factory, there was two people there that I've never met before in my life, and they really helped me produce the song and tell me like little tips and tricks and stuff like that. So I had the homework done. You know what I mean? I was ready to go, but then I learned a lot during that experience
I
as well.
see you did, all right. Yeah, and they were very helpful to you. See, you learned about recording and all the rest of it. How many, do you know how many times you had to actually do it in front of the microphone before is the finished product the full thing, or did they splice one with another one, or how did they do it?
So the way I like to do it, so it all depends on like the person who's recording the song. So normally you do like say the chorus bit, you do everything 3 times. So verse 1,
Yeah.
verse 2, verse 3, and the chorus and all. You always do it 3 times. You listen to it. If you don't like any tree, you do it again 3 times. And you can take bits from certain bits, put them in with that. So this goes with that. Verse 1 goes with that, but then a little bit of verse 2 will go in that as well, or something like that. You know what I mean?
Ah, right. Oh, by the way, what age are you?
I'm 14 now.
So is that junior cert?
Oh yeah, I'm doing my junior cert this year.
And then is it what do you call it? The free year after, sorry, the very important year after that of doing loads of other work. But is that what you do afterwards? Yeah.
Yeah. We're allowed to skip, but if I skip, I'd be leaving school when I'm 16, and I feel like 4th year will be a very good year for me to
Right.
proper learn how to make music and write rap, because it gives me a lot of extra time. So.
Right, and by the way, like Noggin, I seem to start everything with Noggin here. Because, but before Noggin went viral, had you been making music for long, Steve?
No, so I released like a face-to-face camera for the Noggin thing back in January 18th, I'm pretty sure. And then a lot of my friends start sharing it around, and I got a few hundred followers, and then I just started making more of them, releasing like maybe one every month and a half or so like that. And then I said, if I was to ever make a music video, because all the ones before the Noggin music video, they're all face-to-face cameras. like me just sitting in front of the camera, have a beat on in the background. And I said, if I was to ever make a music video, it'd have to be for the Noggin song.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but look, by the way, you mentioned Dr. Dre already there. What musicians or rappers do you admire most?
Well, I love to listen to Versatile.
Versatile.
I love listening to Dave, Polo G, and NLE Chopper.
Oh yeah, Dave won a lot of awards there in England last year, of all those Brit Awards. So basically, if people want to find your music, if they want to hear more, you're Steve, that's S-T-E, Steve Brown. Is that Brown with an E at the end or just B-R-O-W-N?
It's just B-R-O-W-N.
B-R-O-W-N on Instagram, and the Brown Lad on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
Well, listen, by the way, have you written more stuff? Have you got lots of stuff ready to go? Or was it just that 4 weeks?
It was just that for the 4 weeks because I had to really concentrate on it, but on like after this, I'm probably just gonna go straight back to writing raps and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Well, get the junior cert done, and then after that, it's transition year, and you're laughing. All right, listen, good man yourself, and well done, and congratulations, Steve. Steve Brown, it is. Thanks. Let's do it for each other. It's all there. Go take a look at it, Steve. Thanks a million. Good luck.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.